Not too long ago, we spoke about delivering community events. These special, limited-time experiences will allow us to safely explore new ideas while giving you an enjoyable and unique experience. While we weren't quite ready to share what we were cooking up with for our first event, we're excited to finally talk about Gridmaster, which launches on October 15th. This is our first in a series of experimental community events we've been brainstorming to bring you more old-school RuneScape with unique and interesting experiences. When looking at what to work on for our very first project, we wanted to take inspiration from things you're currently doing and incorporate elements that are already embedded and well known within the community. While leagues are a core part of old school and aren't going anywhere, as we're already in pre-production for the next one, we're always looking for new ways to deliver exciting content. So, with inspiration from leagues and this community's love of bingo, Gridmaster is a fun new experience with a focus on challenges, theory crafting, and most importantly, mastering the grid your way. It's designed to be approachable and rewarding for everyone, regardless of your playstyle. For 4 weeks, this event will be hosted on exclusive worlds outside of the main game, with each player starting from a fresh save to make sure the experience is the same for everyone. Oh, and let's not forget the base accelerant of experience to really let you hit the gritty.
We're so sorry. We just had to.
We're also offering something completely new with Gridmaster, as free-to-play players will be able to participate in a handful of challenges on separate worlds and experience some of the powerful rewards, a great way to get the taste of the event, even without membership. So, what do you need to know? Akin to bingo, all of your challenges will be presented on a brand new in-game interface for you to interact with across your journey. This 7x7 grid will be the foundation of your time in Gridmaster and showcase all of the challenges and rewards, but it's down to you to pick what order you take on these challenges and to plan your preferred route. Although you'll be taking on these challenges by yourself, you won't be alone, as completing each task will reward you with a juicy boost to your gameplay. This could be in the form of previous player favorite relics, auto-completion of whole quest lines, or maybe you can actually grow that bush which spawned Tebow's. Not only will each task give you a nice reward, but akin to the bingo spirit, completing a line, either horizontal or vertical, will give you even more power, providing you all kinds of crazy power-ups and previous leagues items. To celebrate our very first community event, we wanted to make sure we can give you something to show off your participation once Gridmaster is over. For each task you complete, you'll be rewarded with grid points, and those points will let you purchase cosmetic rewards inspired by our event. We want the rewards to be available after the event is over, and we'd like to give players the opportunity in the future to acquire these fantastic cosmetics, even if Gridmaster doesn't make a return. Future community events, whatever form they take, will use this reward shop, allowing people who didn't participate in the event to be able to earn and claim them in the future, much like the League's reward shop. These rewards are going to be pulled as they can be purchased within the main game, so let's take a look at what's on offer. You can find all the images of the rewards and the poll questions in the blog. First up, this is a funky piece of Fashionscape inspired by the very event it's coming from. This medieval style tabard features a grid-like pattern with different color variations, so you can make sure it fits whatever gear you're wielding. Next up, we've got the grid swords and emblem. To keep with the grid style, our second cosmetic reward fits nicely alongside the first, as you'll be able to wield the sword and shield on your back with the grid swords and emblem. This cosmetic will come in various colors, so you can keep the theme consistent. Login screen chapel cosmetics. Finally, as this event is a celebration of the community, we want something that is instantly recognizable to all. Decorate your chapel just like the iconic login screen, as these cosmetic overrides will transform your incense burner and chapel icon into the archway and braziers every player sees before hopping in. The burner cosmetic can only be used on the marble incense burner, so make sure to get the construction to 69. Nice. Beyond Gridmaster. One of the most exciting elements of this specific event is that the work we've put into creating our brand new system isn't just for Gridmaster. From the recent Game Jam pitch to the countless different styles of player-run events, we know there's a healthy appetite for a bingo system in the main game. So, once this event is over, we'll be looking to implement the system into the main game, without all the accelerants, of course. Which means anyone and everyone will be able to create bingo events inside of Old School RuneScape, hopefully giving all those bingo admins a little less to keep on top of. We'll have more to say on exactly how the system will work in the main game after the event, and we'll be making sure to poll its implementation next year to ensure this is something you want. And that's a wrap on our latest announcement, and we hope you're all as excited to get stuck into Gridmaster. Be sure to check out the FAQ below and make sure to mark your calendars for October 15th when Gridmaster launches. And that's a wrap. I want to say a big thank you to mods Abe, Abyss, Arcane, Archie, Argo, Ash, Aiza, Big Rig, Blossom, Boko, Bruno, Chili, Criminal, Crystal, Curse, Dizong, Ed, Elena, Enigma, Entropy, Freddy, Fuzz, Gecko, Genghis, Gizmo, Goblin, Grub, Halo, Harold, Hend, Hornet, Husky, J-Lo, Jerv, Kaiser, Kieran, Kirby, Karuto, Leble, Lenny, Light, Lyron, Lycos, Mact, Mankt, Marcos, Melee, Mobus, Moogle, Morty, Necro, Nin, Nox, Nilu, Ori, Other, Philomel, Pork, Pumpkin, Rach, Redfield, Rice, Rock, Roy, Rai, Saiyan, Sani, that's me, Shogun, Shroom, Sigma, Skylark, Smithy, Sova, Squid, Starry, Sahurin, Surma, Sween, Tide, Titus, TJ, Tomb, Tesoroth, Tyrin, Vader, Vega, Wes, and Wolfie. There's a bunch of new people on the team. That's a longer list than I was expecting. Have a lovely day all. I hope you're excited for Grizzmasters. I will see you very soon with some more updates. Have a good one.